Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am Ian Dewan, D-Y-J-U-A-N, Anderson. Dewan Anderson is a 33-year-old male who reports he injured his right foot at work on 8/28/22. But at that time, he was in a standing position when a pallet jack crushed the back of his foot and heel. But he was wearing work boots at the time. But he went to Inspira emergency room afterwards, period. With this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a fractured foot. But this was treated without surgical intervention. Brady completed his course of active treatment on 3/3/23. Brady paragraph. As per the medical records supplied, Mr. Anderson was seen at the emergency room on 8/29/22. Period. He said he was picking at work and jumped off of a power jack. Period. The jack was moving and struck him in the back of his right ankle. Period. This occurred approximately 2 hours prior to arrival. Period. He was examined and underwent x-rays. Period. These showed a non-displaced cortical avulsion fracture along the right dorsal navicular. Period. He was then treated and released. Period. In paragraph, he then was seen orthopedically by Dr. DiVenero on 10/21/22. Period. He noted after being at the emergency room, he was seen at WorkNet and placed in a CAM walker boot. Period. He denied any further treatment in the interim. Period. He still has posterior ankle pain with resolving swelling. Period. Dr. DiVenero. Found no swelling or ecchymosis about the right ankle. Period. There was tenderness over the lateral wall of the calcaneus and to calcaneal squeeze. Period. He had normal range of motion and strength with no instability. Period. His diagnosis was a calcaneal contusion. But he has no pain over the talonavicular joint. But it was thought he probably had an old injury unrelated to the work accident. But he is still quite sore in the calcaneus and has a positive calcaneus squeeze test. Period. MRI of the right ankle was done on 11/22/22 to be inserted. Period. Dr. DiVenero reviewed these results with him on the 12/2/22 visit. Period. He wrote it, confirmed an occult calcaneal fracture that was healing, but he also has irritation of the central band of the plantar fascia, which accounts for his morning pain. Pretty wanted to wean the petitioner out of the CAM boot back to a sneaker and start him on physical therapy. Pretty, this is what ensued. Period, he saw Dr. DiVenero through 3/3/23. Having finished physical therapy, period, his ankle was feeling good. Period, he was cleared to return to work in a full unrestricted capacity at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. He rolled up his sweatpants to allow for visualization. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. He had mild tenderness at the right calcaneus, comma, lateral hind foot, comma, and anterior talofibular ligament insertion, but there was none on the left. Feet and ankles normal, lumbosacral normal, gait maneuvers normal. Impressions on 8/28/22, Dewan Anderson's right heel was struck by a pallet jack that he had just jumped off of. Period. He was seen at the emergency room where x-rays showed what was thought to be an avulsion fracture. Period. He followed up at WorkNet who had him in a CAM boot. Pretty. Later came under the orthopedic care of Dr. DiVenero on 10/21/22. Pretty thought the petitioner had an occult, parentheses, old, unidentified, close parentheses, fracture. Paired right ankle MRI was done on 11/22/22 to be inserted here. Paired it, found what Dr. DiMinora thought was an acute fracture. Paired Mr. Anderson participated in physical therapy for a few months, period, as of 3/3/23, he was discharged from Dr. DiBernero's care, maximum medical improvement, period, he has been able to return to his former full-duty capacity with the insured, period, end.